Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Yeah. What are we need to start the show. What are you doing? Yeah. Okay. Hold on. What is it to you? What? We gotta do the damn show. Hello, the current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious. Oh, Aston Villa just scored. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and today is Saturday, the middle of December. Hi, yes, I'm getting to you in a minute. And something just very important just happened in a football game. Basically, what's happening is the number two team is playing the number three team, and the number three team just scored. Yeah. And also, I got to deal with the cat. Come on, what are we doing? Do you still want to drink some more kitty water? Come on. We've already had an interesting kitty morning. We've been pouring lots of kitty water. I guess we're going to go in here and pour some more. Come on, let's go. You want the kitty water? Let's go. Oh, we did kitty water. We've done some kitty poops. We've been not able to do freaking anything. Because the cat is so wonky. Okay, come on. Come and get the kitty water. Here she comes. Yes, look. Look what I'm doing. I'm pouring kitty water in the bowl for my bangins. Look at this, you fluffy lumpster. You look at that. Oh, she sees the water being poured. Oh, she's curious. She's drinking the water. Yay, my cat is drinking the water. Exciting. All right, well, I was hoping for another day where we could go outside and, you know, do some stuff, but that's not happening because of two reasons. It's 1 degree outdoors. Yes, that is a 15-degree difference in 24 hours. Welcome to Nebraska. Oh, are you done? Are you done with the kitty water? Okay. So not only is it cold, it's also very, very windy. In fact, I was actually awakened by the wind. I said, oh, what's that weird sound? It's the wind. We're getting crazy, crazy wind. Okay, so is the cat dealt with? The cat has water. The cat's trying to figure out. The cat's looking into her kitty toilet box, wondering where her poops went. Yeah, I already took care of it, so the cat's now cleaning up. Okay, whatever. All right, let's do a show. Let's do some damn Dubious Goals Committee-ing. The tea is still upstairs. Now we got to go upstairs. We got to go up into the kitchen. Get the damn tea. Look at I can just see the bushes and trees outdoors just bending. Yeah, and then I was looking for my football games. I've got Bundesliga and England at the same time today. Annoying as hell. And, wait, what was I talking about? Something about the wind. I found the tea. I'm gonna be drinking Longjing today if I can ever have 2 freaking seconds to myself so I can drink some tea. And the cat goes bolting across the room. Yeah, the cat's fascinated by the wind. She's jumping up onto her kitty condo, and she sticks her head out the window. She sticks her head between the vertical blinds. And she's watching the leaves and stuff being blown around outdoors. Oh, it's so very exciting if you're a cat. Oh, now I gotta try to sit down. Yeah, okay, here we go. Everything is good. Everything is beautiful. And now we can finally pour some damn tea. Oh, I want to slam this down so bad, but it's going to be very hot. So we can't do that. All right, where are we at this game? Uh-huh. guys are kicking the ball around. Oh, good tea. Oh, wow. Yeah, good. Nailed it today. Perfect. Perfect freaking tea. Yeah, all right. And this is just further reminding me that I really need to go to the store. I need to go to the good store. I need to go to the tea store and buy Gaoshan. I need to buy Yinding Taiguan Yin. I need to buy... I guess that's it. I'm getting really low on... Well, actually, I'm low on a whole bunch of stuff. I gotta buy everything. I'm low on Dahong Pao. I'm low on Jin Jin Mei. I gotta start buying. Gotta start buying tea. The first thing we need to do is go buy some Gaoshan. And that Yinding Jieguan Yin that I love so much. I was drinking it yesterday. Anyway, there's other stuff I need to buy. And we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. Or longer. And the other purchases that I have been talking about that I need to make that include but are not limited to patch cables, 3mm jacks, test leads for my multimeter, all this stuff that I've been talking about, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it now. No, I'm being stupid. I've been talking about how I need to buy stuff until I realized that, no, it's halfway through December. We've got Christmas and all that crap coming up in 2 weeks. Which means I'm not buying anything. Because as soon as Christmas ends, everybody has their sales. Everything goes on sale. Everything becomes dirt cheap. So yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not doing anything. I'm not buying anything until after Christmas. I might not even buy anything until after January 1st. And then, of course, I'm going to buy a whole bunch of patch cables and stuff. And I have in my mind the amount of money I want to spend. I don't want to spend more than $60 on patch cables, but I'm willing to spend $80. Especially if there's like a really good deal. You know, then I'm gonna stock up. Plus, here's the other thing. I gotta buy 3mm jacks. That's the one thing that's really been irritating me in the back of my head. And I keep thinking, yeah, I'll just get the same amount as I got last time. No, don't do that. I think I only bought like 24 last time. And I went through them in like 3 different projects. Boom, no more jacks. Okay, no, I wanted to leave a supply. So I thought, oh no, I'll get 36 jacks this time. 36? No, that just... That's just one more project. No, Tobe, you need to order like 50. You need to order like 100. Yeah, I really do. But we'll wait until the post-holiday sales start up, and then we'll go absolutely crazy. Maybe buy a couple hundred of the damn things. You know, just give me a good sale. I need to buy parts.
Yeah. sent down to the grocery store today. Me and Mom needed some nanners, and I was just going to get a handful of them, you know, and get in there and out of there. I get behind a gal at the checkout stand who's got 100 coupons. And she laying them out like she's at a blackjack table, just like this, kind of doing like that hidden ball trick. You know how you hide it under a cup? She's doing, if I match this one, then this one, it's 20% off this. But then I add another 30%, and then I switch this over here. And the tag on the back says I can do this 3 times on every Tuesday of the 4th month, the 2nd day, whatever kind of thing. And that gal, Chanel Riggs, she's working the register, and she's looking. She's trying to follow that thing. And she's, okay. Yes, ma'am, I can. And she keep trying to catch up and like hit little buttons on the register. And pretty soon her eyes glazed over and she said, I need to call the manager. I'm telling you, as soon as I hear that in the checkout line, I'm like, this is not how I plan this to go. We're going to be waiting here longer than anybody wants to. I can't do this. I look over to my right. I see them new self-checkouts they got in Rickard's grocery store where you check yourself out, where you scan it and you whatever. I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work on these nanners, but I'm going to take them over there. It's got to be faster than Susie Coupon over here. So I take these nanners, about 6 of them, and I walk over at self-checkout. I set them things down, and it said, please remove your item. Like it's on a little scale, I pick up an item. It says, set your item down. I set it down. 3rd time. Please remove your item. And now I'm starting to talk to this machine. I said, hey, you done told me once to pick it up, and I did that. And then now you told me twice now to set it down, and I'm doing that. Every time I do what you say, you change your mind on me. And then it just said, please set the item back down. Buddy, you better watch out. So I set that item back down. I could feel my neck getting hot. I lay it down there. I ain't touching nothing. I ain't breathing. I ain't doing nothing. And it says, please remove item. You gotta be kidding me. I pick up them 6 nanners, and then it said, please wait for assistance. I'm over here because I don't want to deal with no people. Then I got this computer telling me to get my arm workout. Just lift them bananas, drop them down, lift them back up, and set them back down, lift them back up. I look over there for the manager who's supposed to be hustling over to help me. Where's she at? Susie Coupon, helping Chanel Riggs figure out them 900 coupons for them 4 items that probably ain't even on sale anyhow. I threw down $5 and I walked out. I get home and Meemaw said, you get them nanners? I was like, yeah. She said, did you get a good deal? I said, good enough, Meemaw. Good enough.
Yeah. That just happened. And we can blame, once again, Bill McClintock. Now, of course, you're never going to hear Christmas or any kind of holiday music on the Dubious Goals Committee, but, you know, that was one of Bill's new latest efforts, you know, Christmas deeds done dirt cheap. And, yeah, I thought that was pretty good. And, you know, we had to hear it because... just because. No, it doesn't make any sense, but we're not here to make sense. Are we, Fluffy Dingins? No, we're not. And my cat's sitting here doing the cat loaf thing. I think she's waiting for me to stop talking so we can go back into the bathroom and pour some more water. Do you want some more kitty water? Is that what a kitty wants? Yeah, probably.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear
water.
Water. Keep on moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Clear water.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
Water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water. Cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear
water.
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 Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water. Cool water.
Water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water.
Be asking yourself, Tevin, how in the world am I going to make a watermelon, Helen? I'm just an average, everyday person. Well, you lucked out, because I am too, and I can't count how many watermelon helmets I've made in my life. If it tastes good, it's a win-win, because then it tastes good, you can eat it, and you can have a watermelon helmet. But even if it don't taste no good, you can have a watermelon helmet. It curls up around the edges here because it's been sitting so long, you see, like that. And you might say, well, that ain't good, Tevin, but for a watermelon helmet, especially if you got a big old head, the thinner the rind, the more room you got for your big old noggin inside that thing. So if you got a bigger head, you might want to let the rind sit a little longer than I did. There's really only a handful of tools you really need. I already cut it in half. I got a kitchen knife that's just sharp. It's one Meemaw, I think, got from her brother-in-law. He used to sell knives. He had an extra one. Now, you may only need it really once to slice this watermelon in half first time, boom, like that. I feel like all of us know somebody that lost a digit either farming or cooking. So if you know somebody that did something like that, you can say, well, hey, we ain't gonna use no knife. We done got it cut in half, and we're just gonna use a big old kitchen spoon like this. And the other tool you're gonna need is a big old bowl, just like this. You know, just a little plastic Tupperware thing to dump it into. And then you can decide later, oh yeah, I sure do want to eat that watermelon. But if it's like this one, boy, you ain't gonna want to touch it with nothing. You don't even want to feed this to a stray cat.
Tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
thieves cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Hey, better not sign.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Grandpa!
Oh boy, if anybody's calling you Nyampasu, is that necessarily a good or a bad thing? Nobody knows. But at least we know how to make a watermelon helmet now. But I need tea. Oh yeah. Nothing tops tea and kabuki. Except maybe football and a chicken balti pie. Oh, wow. Extra good tea today. Extra good tea, and I still have a cat sitting here looking at me. Even though I've already poured the H2O about 75 times. Well, that's not true. Not today. Not since waking up. I've only poured water 6 times. Is that 6 times too many? No, I don't think so, because 6 times too many is 0. Too many is the same as infinity, dangins. I got a cat. I got a cat who just jumped on me. Who just used my legs to launch over me and some cardboard boxes.
I got a jumping cat. But what do you expect on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and this, my friends, is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
I knew it. And now for today's secret message.